Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Iowa Environmental Council and its partners have launched a new campaign to improve water quality and reduce environmental cancer risk. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports.
The Protect Water, Prevent Cancer campaign includes state-level policy recommendations along with guidance for individuals to contact lawmakers and advocate for change in their communities. Iowa Environmental Council's Executive Director Sarah Green says the campaign follows nearly 2 years of listening sessions around the state and a report released in March that digs into the science on four environmental risk factors driving Iowa's high cancer rates.
Nitrate, pesticides, PFAS, and radon. We listen to Iowans. We followed the science, and now we're ready for action.
Green also announced new polling results of 800 Iowa voters commissioned by the Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future. 60% of those surveyed chose drinking water quality and the environment as one of their top five most important issues. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
The Iowa and Illinois Departments of Transportation are in the final stages of deciding on a bridge alternative for the Quad Cities' iconic Centennial Bridge over the Mississippi River. Representatives from the Transportation Departments and the global engineering firm Parsons gave updates at the Davenport City Council meeting this week. Parsons Principal Project Manager Tony Pakeltis said the current options are to build a new bridge slightly west of the Centennial Bridge for $237 million or to build a new structure between the Marquette Street Corridor in Davenport and the 11th Street Corridor in Rock Island with a $295 million price tag.
So we're not at the point where we're defining a preferred alternative, coming out with a recommended alternative, but we are trying to move towards that over the next couple of months.
IDOT plans to reconstruct the I-80 Mississippi River Bridge from 2028 to 2031 and then work on the Centennial Bridge project, which will begin with a mid-2030s completion date. Those who want to offer input can visit centennialbridge.com. A public meeting will be held on October 21st where a decision may be announced. The group will speak at the Rock Island City Council meeting on Monday to obtain council feedback. A Quad City area firefighter is remembering his days spent at Ground Zero following the terrorist attacks of 9/11 25 years ago. WVIK's Jonathan Turner spoke to Ray Palczynski.
Palczynski, a 66-year-old veteran of Davenport Fire Department who worked 45 years in fire service, was among countless firefighters in New York City and beyond who descended on Ground Zero after the terrorist acts of September 11, 2001. He went with 10 Chicago firefighters to help with the cleanup efforts after the collapse of the Twin Towers. He'll never forget the haunting sadness and silence of working one day at Ground Zero, nor the support firemen found everywhere in New York.
Ground Zero was eerie because there was no noise other than the noise from the work. In other words, the cranes moving or people walking, but there's no talking, no laughing, no joking, no ancillary noise, just work.
He keeps a large scrapbook of photos, department patches and badges, newspaper articles, and a journal that he wrote during the life-changing week that October. He also has a long list of FDNY funerals from which groups of visiting firefighters chose every day to attend two funerals and a visitation. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
The 25th anniversary of 9/11 is profoundly meaningful for one resident of Bettendorf. Ray Palczynski, now 66, was a member of the Davenport Fire Department who helped with cleanup and recovery efforts at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. Palczynski says a friend who he taught at the Illinois Fire Service Institute died at the World Trade Center. He says he knows the experience still inspired many others to pursue fire service.
I think it showed a sense of pride and, you know, I want to do this for my community. I would like to hope. You know, there was a period of time that I ran across firemen and policemen who were only doing it for the job and the benefits. Not very many and not very often. Most people who choose to do this job know what they're getting into. You're joining a family.
Palczynski worked one day at Ground Zero the first week of October 2001, and the rest of the time attended two funerals and a visitation every day. The Quad Cities River Bandits are heading to the Midwest League Championship Series after defeating the South Bend Cubs 3-1 last night in Indiana. The Bandits will play either the Dayton Dragons or the Great Lakes Loons in the first game of the Best of Three Championship Series on Sunday in Davenport. And this is WVIK News.